2. Michael Berg, Duchy of Eastshire, Kingdom of Chisholm. So, General Sir Kent Claraik, Imperial Carisian Army, late Brigadier Claraik of the Imperial Carisian Marines, and recently knighted and ennobled as the Baron of Green Valley, said, as he poured wine into his guest's cup, "What do you think, Sajan Merlin?" "Of what, my lord?" the tall, blue-eyed Imperial Guardsman, in the black and gold of the House of Armagh, asked mildly. He picked up his cup and sipped appreciatively. Claraik's taste in wine had always been good, and his promotion hadn't changed the ex-marine in that respect, or in any other respect that Merlin Athrawis could see. He was still the same competent officer he'd always been, with the same willingness to roll up his sleeves and dig into a new assignment. The tent in which they currently sat while icy autumn rain pounded down against its nominally waterproofed canvas canopy was evidence of that. The day after tomorrow would be Caleb and Charlian Armagh's first anniversary, which also made it the anniversary of the creation of the Empire of Caris, and Merlin couldn't help comparing the chill, wet misery outside Green Valley's tent to the brilliant sunshine, tropical heat, and flowers of that wedding day. The difference was pronounced, and while Green Valley might be a mere baron, and one of the Empire's most recently created peers to boot, he'd held his new title for less than 4 or 5 days, after all. It was no secret Emperor Caleb and Empress Charlian both thought very highly of him. In fact, it was no secret that he'd been hauled back to Chisholm from the newly conquered, more or less, Princedom of Coruscant, precisely because of how highly they regarded him. Given all of that, one might reasonably have assumed that a man with his connections could have found comfortable quarters in the nearby city of Michaelburg, rather than ending up stuck under canvas with winter coming on quickly. "And a northern winter at that," Merlin thought dryly, glancing at the large dripping spot in one corner of the tent, where its roof's theoretical waterproofing had proved unequal to the heavy rain. "He's a southern boy when all's said and done, and he's not going to enjoy winter in Chisholm one bit. The rain's bad enough, but there's worse coming. Snow? What's that?" Which, as Merlin understood perfectly well, was the real reason Green Valley had taken up residence in this tent, instead of a luxurious townhouse, or at least a comfortable room in one of the city's more respectable inns. An awful lot of other Carisian ex-Marines were about to spend a Chisholmian winter under less than ideal conditions, and Green Valley wouldn't be moving out of his tent until the last man under his command had been provided with dry, warm space of his own in the barracks being hastily thrown up. "Of what is it?" the general repeated now, sitting back in his folding camp chair beside the cast-iron stove, which was doing its best, successfully at the moment, to maintain a fairly comfortable temperature inside the tent. "Now let me see. What could I possibly have been asking about? He frowned in obvious, difficult thought, scratching his chin with his eyes screwed half shut, and Merlin chuckled. There weren't all that many people on the planet of Safehold who felt comfortable enough with the fearsome Sajan Merlin to give him grief, and he treasured the ones who did. "All right, my lord." He acknowledged defeat with a grin, then let the grin fade slowly. "Actually," he went on in a considerably more serious tone, "I've been impressed. You and Duke Eastshire seem to be managing the integration process even more smoothly and quickly than their majesties had anticipated. It's my impression that you're basically comfortable with the emerging command relationships as well." His tone made the final sentence a question, and Green Valley snorted. "I'd expected a somewhat more visionary comment out of you, Merlin," he said. "In fact, I'm a little surprised His Majesty felt it was necessary to send you all the way up here to look things over with your own eyes, as it were." Merlin managed not to wince, although that was coming to the point with a vengeance. On the other hand, it was a reasonable enough observation, given that Green Valley was one of the relatively small number of people who knew Sajan Merlin was far more than merely Emperor Caleb Armok's personal armsman and bodyguard. Over the last few years, virtually everyone in what had become the Empire of Karras had learned that all of the old fables and fairy tales about the legendary Sajan warrior monks were not only true, but actually understated their lethality. There was absolutely no question in anyone's mind that Sajan Merlin was the most deadly bodyguard any Karizian monarch had ever possessed. Given the number of assassination attempts he'd thwarted, and not just on the Emperor, it was no wonder he was kept constantly at Caleb's back, watching over him, protecting him, both in the council chamber and on the field of battle.